broadcasting live from the maze of Ith on the plain of Dominaria. This is Tap Tap Concede.
We're going to get so lost in here.
We're going to get so lost in this maze, guys.
But then we feel fine afterwards.
Is that how that works?
Well, you come out of it untapped.
That's true. That
is
true.
Various interpretations of
you
fine.
Go in all tapped and ready to go, and then you come out untapped and confused.
Yeah, calm.
Calm, confused.
No, you walk
ready
into
to
it.
Block.
No, you walk in, and then you just walk straight back out, and you're like...
What happens?
What? You've actually never entered. It just, like, spits you right out, and you can't walk through it.
I remember that.
All right, guys.
It was great.
Welcome to Tap Tap Concede. I'm James. I'm joined with...
Cameron.
Alex.
And we are here today to talk to you about Eternal Masters, which was just fully spoiled basically throughout this week. Everything else was spoiled today on Friday, the day of recording. So we're going to talk to you about all the cool stuff, whether that be for Highlander, whether that be for Limited, whether that be for, I guess, other things. What do you do?
I collect.
It collects.
You just rub the cards on your body.
Just, yeah.
But
now
first...
Now you get foil counterspells.
Yeah, that's true. But first we have to crack a pack. And this week, we're not going to roll. We're just going to crack, in honor of Eternal Masters, the original Modern Masters.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. And this is coming to us from Christian at PAX Prime. So thank you very much, Christian. Let's do this. This was a spicy set.
It was.
Very much like Eternal Masters is. So get ready.
Yeah, Eternal Masters... Holy, we'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
Yeah.
But first.
First up, War Spike Changeling.
Every bear.
Is a 3/3 for 3 and a red. It's a creature and it's a shapeshifter, so it has Changeling, which means this card is every creature type at all times, and for 1 red mana, it gains first strike until end of turn.
It's an elf. It's a construct. It's...
It's
a bear.
It's a goyf.
It's
whatever.
It's an oofe.
It's whatever you want it to be, and... It's just a 3/3 for 4 with possible first strike.
It's also a dragon.
Card was legit. Hmm.
Sorry, I fucked up on the camera there, so we had kind of a glitch there.
Well.
Sorry.
What do you mean?
I didn't have the camera set up on the card view.
Oh.
And when I tried to edit it, made the glitch of the camera a little bit. So you want to just show that card again?
Just start from the card again?
Yeah.
All right, so first up we have War Spike Changeling. It is a 3/3 for 3 and a red. It's a creature shapeshifter. It has Changeling, which means it can be, it's everything at once, which is, you know, that's fun. And for 1 red, it gains first strike until end of turn. This card's legit.
Yeah.
Game, okay. You ever want to Oofe and Fairy at the same time?
I feel I can make that happen.
Next up we have Nantuko Shaman. It is a 3/2 for 2 and a green. It's an insect shaman. When it enters a battlefield, if you control no tap lands, you may draw a card. It also has suspend 1, which means for 2 green-green, you can put this in suspended animation and then wait 1 turn, and then it comes into play.
And you draw a card, probably.
And the nice thing is, yeah, and you draw a card because it comes in at the beginning of your turn also, before you start tapping for everything.
Okay. It also seems like... This wouldn't be hard to draw a card off of because, like, as it enters play, you just tap out in response because there's no more mana burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no drawbacks. Well, that's not strictly.
No, no tap.
No tap lands.
No tap lands.
Okay.
You have to be untapped.
Yeah, they have to all be untapped, yeah.
What a weird mechanic Suspend was.
Suspend was a very weird mechanic.
Apparently it was an enormous headache for judges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm kind of okay with it probably not coming back.
Yeah.
Next up is Wrathy Trapper.
Hey, what's up?
1 in the black for a 1/2. Human Rebel Rogue. So this thing fit very well into the Rebel deck in Modern Masters, which was a very real thing.
Sorry.
For 1 black and tap, you tap target creature.
This is a time-shifted version of another card, a white card. I don't remember what it was called, but I think it had the same abilities. I like on the art, it's just like, what are you thinking about? How much of a deck you are.
So this card was pretty sweet in that thing.
No,
tappers are good.
The Rebel deck was...
Rebel deck was super real.
Yeah, it was super real.
Super real. Next up, Torrent of Stone. 3 and a red for an instant arcane, which means you could theoretically splice it, which this does in fact have. It deals 4 damage to target creature, and splice onto arcane, another very weird mechanic. Sacrifice 2 mountains, As you cast Arcane Spell, you may reveal this card from your hand and pay its splice cost. If you do, add this card's effect to that spell.
I thought splice was sweet.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't like splice at all. I don't know.
I enjoyed it.
All right.
I mean, this wasn't one of the good spells.
This was definitely not one of the good spells, but it was fine.
Is this the guy you were thinking of there, Alex?
Hey, there you go. It's, Benelish Trapper from something. Because Wrathy Trapper was from Time Spiral. One of the things they did was they took a bunch of old cards and... And warped them to be in wildly different colors, where they didn't necessarily belong. So you'd get stuff like, what's a good example?
Well, wasn't that Planar Chaos where they flip things around?
Maybe.
Damnation.
Spiral
and...
Block.
Oh, yes.
So you had Damnation. Yeah. You had stuff like Brute Strength, which was red.
Giant Growth. Yeah.
And stuff like that.
All right. Next up, Sen's Enlistment. 3 and white. There it is. For a sorcery, put 2/1/1 white Kithkin soldier creature tokens onto the battlefield, and it has retrace, which means you may cast this card from your graveyard by discarding a land card in addition to paying its other's cost. So for 4 mana,
you get
2 1/1s, and then for 4 mana and discard a land, you get 2 more 1/1s?
It basically turns all your spare lands into this card.
Into this card, which is great. I don't really know if sorcery speed get 2 1/1s is...
It seems is not that exciting.
Is not that good. There are much better cards that do fairly similar things. So.
Yeah.
But moving on, we have the Mog War Marshal.
Love this guy.
So good.
I love this guy too. 1 and a red for a goblin warrior. It's a 1/1. It says when it enters a battlefield or dies, put a 1/1 red goblin creature token onto the battlefield, and it has echo for 1 and a red, which says at the beginning of your upkeep, if this came under your control since the beginning of your last upkeep, sacrifice it unless you pay its echo cost.
Yep.
So it comes in, and you get this in a 1/1. And then the next turn, you can either pay its echo cost and keep it around, or not pay it, let it die, and just get another 1/1.
Mm-hmm. It's 3 bodies for 2 mana.
Yeah.
Is the important part.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. Seems pretty good. Next up, Ethereum Sculptor. 1 and a blue for an artifact creature, Vedalken Artificer, for a 1/2. And it says artifact spells you cast cost 1 less.
Yep, the blue-white artifact deck was also powerfully real.
Yeah, and this was a very good card in it. So, not like super exciting. It's just a 1/2 for 2.
But
its effect
an
is
an enabler.
Yeah, its effect was not nothing. Next card, I think probably the best card we've seen so far. Kodama's Reach, 2 and a green for a sorcery arcane spell. Search your library for up to 2 basic land cards. Reveal those cards. Put 1 onto the battlefield tapped and the other into your hand, then shuffle your library.
It's a very classic ramp spell.
Just a super, super solid ramp spell. Like, play this on 2, or play this on 3, you get your, second forest
or
whatever.
You ramp and then you hit your next land drop for sure.
Exactly. So you absolutely, you're hitting that 5 drop on turn 4, which is not nothing, especially in green.
Hey, this finds wastes now.
It does.
Yeah.
That's a good point, yeah. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, next up we have Rift Elemental. It's a 1/1 for 1 red. It's a creature elemental. And for 1 red, remove a time counter from a permanent you control or a suspended card you own. Rift Elemental gets +2/+0 until end of turn. So it's a good way to cheat in your suspend cards a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm. Or at instant speed.
But
this deck never came together for me.
No, and this card, even in the elemental deck, this card still wasn't that good.
No.
It's still a 1/1 for 1. It's still only +2/+0, which means anything was going to trade for it. So, not very good. All right. Search for Tomorrow. Another bit of a ramp card here. 2 and a green. Search your library for a basic land card and put it onto the battlefield and then shuffle your library. You'll notice it did not say tapped. Comes on untapped, which is really good. It also has suspend of 2. That you can cast for 1 green, which means you can play this out on turn 1, and then on turn 3, you get to go for looking for another land. which is pretty good.
Seems all right.
Paradise Mantle is up next.
So many mana fixing cards we have.
Yeah, this is a zero drop artifact equipment. It equips for one, and it says, equip creature has tapped, add one mana of any color to your mana pool.
It's a DIY Birds of Paradise.
It is a DIY.
This also runs in a super janky Jeskai Ascendancy deck in Modern.
Does it?
Yeah, because you can, if you have a way of bouncing this, you can replay it and just draw through your entire library and untap the guy you put it on.
Interesting.
Jeez.
To tap, generate mana, bounce it.
That does sound jank.
That does sound super janky. I don't remember this being super great in the limited format that surrounded this set, but
for a little while there was also a Modern deck that used this and Blister Coil Weird.
Okay.
From Return to Ravnica, which was a guy that whenever you cast a instant or sorcery got +1/+1.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. All right, next up we have Etched Oracle.
Yay.
It's a 0/0 for 4. That seems bad, but it has Sunburst, which means this enters the battlefield with a +1/+1 counter for each color of mana spent to cast it. So if you tap out a island, a swamp, and a forest, it's a 3/3. If you tap out, four different lands, it's a 4/4. For one, remove 4 +1/+1 counters from it. Target player draws 3 cards. That's super good.
That one's super good. You've got to get all 4 colors, though.
Yeah, but if you can reliably get all 4 colors,
seems pretty good.
Like just
a,
to
a
set
a 4/4/4 that can draw you 3 cards as like a trick.
Yeah, I mean, there were times when I don't remember. There was one time when my opponent had this out and managed to get an extra +1/+1 counter on this thing, so it became a 5/5. So not only was he able to remove 4 counters and draw 3 cards, but he also kept back just a quick little chump blocker with the possibility of, if he could keep ticking it up somehow, maybe he would draw
this
more cards.
This seems like part of some sort of Johnny list that uses, energy portal or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, every 5 turns I'm going to Ancestral Recall. Then you're going to pay.
All right.
I was going to say, they did say for each color of mana, not for each basic land type that you use to cast it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
James.
I apologize.
You can't pull out your waste and get it somehow and use that as one of the things.
Yeah, it does have to be that is colored. True. All right, next up is Mirror Retriever, which means all 3 of our uncommons were artifacts. So that's cool. So
I was going to say, speaking of Johnny combos.
Yeah, so for 2 colorless, you get a 1/1 mirror. When it dies, return another target artifact card from your graveyard to your hands. Sorry.
There's a supremely janky list that cycles these guys to do something.
With a couple of the Vettelkin guys,
the one that we
have. I don't know exactly how it works, but
these guys are free.
Yeah.
And then you can use the Gargoyle.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's not bad. I still don't think it's that good.
Or,
you have to have 2 of these
Gargoyle
in your hand.
The artifact Gomazoa.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay, you guys ready for our rare?
Absolutely.
Not really. Oh!
Life from the Loam.
What a weird card.
I so want this. I want to play green in my Highlander deck just for Life from the Loam and make my deck so much worse.
All right.
So much worse.
Let's read Life from the Loam. 1 and a green for a sorcery. Return up to 3 target land cards from your graveyard to your hands. And has Dredge 3. What does Dredge do? If you would draw a card, instead you may put exactly 3 cards from the top of your library into your graveyard. If you do, return this card from your graveyard to your hand. Otherwise, draw a card.
So Dredge can replace any draw, not just your draw step.
Right.
Which is how the Dredge deck works, is it'll exploit cards like Breakthrough or Bazaar of Baghdad to replace draws with dredges to fill its bin. But in this case, the card synergizes with itself. Mm-hmm. So when you dredge it, you dump more lands into your bin that you can return with it.
Right.
So it's a way of kind of generating a lot of value.
Yeah.
Especially if you have land. It's not so great in draft.
No.
But if you have, like, cycling lands or...
Fetches.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, fetches or... Wastelands. You know, strip. Mine is pretty good with this card.
Right.
You just... You roll it all day.
All right.
This was Surge's... One of Surge's big decks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you get your Crucible of Worlds in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then your opponent just hates you intensely.
Yeah.
All right, and we have a foil. Because it's...
Right. They all have foils.
It's a foil.
It's the one I was talking about earlier.
It is. Huh? It is Sanctum Gargoyle. Sanctum Gargoyle.
Picking it's dead it up boy. There.
Boop, 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 boop. The foil is messing with our camera. That's fine. Paul will get it up. For now, it is a 2/3 flying artifact creature. It casts for 3 and a white. When it enters the battlefield, you may return target artifact card from your graveyard to your hand. We had a lot of artifacts in this pack. Ethereum Sculptor, Paradise Mantle, Etched Oracle, Mirror Retriever. Like,
interestingly enough, the Etched Oracle and the Paradise Mantle don't really go in the artifact deck.
No, it's true.
But like the Ethereum Sculptor, Sanctum Gargoyle, and Mirror Retriever were all like useful moving parts in that deck that could just like reestablish itself really quickly.
Yep.
And stabilize kind of from out of nowhere. It was a very difficult deck to keep down.
So what do you first pick out of this pack? Because it's
Life
not...
from the Loam.
What? You're drafting.
Yeah.
You still take Life from the Loam?
No, it's bad.
It's so bad.
It's the wrong choice. Yeah. I think Etched Oracle might be the one.
Is Etched Oracle... Yeah, I mean, it keeps you open. This isn't an incredibly powerful pack in regards to Modern Masters. It's kind of meh.
Like, I think I'd want to stay open and maybe actually take Kodama's Reach.
Yeah, I think it's probably either Etched Oracle, Kodama's Reach, maybe Search for Tomorrow, but Kodama's Reach is just better.
Like, I think I would take... I think Kodama's Reach might be the most powerful card in the pack, or at least the most useful.
Yeah.
And it doesn't commit me too heavily to anything.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. While enabling some, like, reasonably good strategies.
All right, so that is going to do it for our Crack-A-Pack. So now let's talk about Eternal Masters.
Ooh.
What is Eternal Masters? So similar to that of Modern Masters from 2013, Modern Masters 2015, this year's big set, their big sort of summer flashback, like remember all these cool old cards set, is called Eternal Masters, with the idea of getting cards back into circulation that can be played in some of the older formats. So Legacy, I don't think there's really much modern playable cards in the set. I think there are a couple, but not many. I think it's going to be really great for Highlander. Alex can chime in on that.
If we can find any product.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a whole other story. We're not going to get into that today. We're just going to talk about the set.
But, man, the cards that are in the set, if I may, this is sort of like a spicy burrito that's like, there's no filling, just hot sauce.
It's just...
You bite into it and it like sprays into your eyes. And you're like, oh, it hurts so...
So good.
So badly.
Burns so good.
I'm dying.
Burns so good. So it comes out on June 10th. It is a very limited print run. It is not going to be cheap. You will probably only get to draft it a couple times if you're lucky and if you're willing to spend the money. I believe it's coming to Magic Online, so that gives you a lot more opportunities to at least dive into the limited format, which is what I'm really excited about. And as of recording, I mentioned earlier, the full set has been spoiled. It looks really, really good. Like, it looks like a phenomenal draft environment. I haven't, like, sat down and looked at every card. I don't know what all the archetypes are supposed to be, but, man, it looks sweet. But for now, let's talk about some specific cards that we're all pretty excited for. Let's start with Alex. Alex, what kind of cards are you looking for?
I don't even know where
for
to
your
start.
Hand? Do you just want every card? Like,
well,
just,
okay, so...
Should I just buy you a complete single set?
There's a lot of cards in this set that I already own copies of.
Right.
One of the things that's appealing to me in this set is that there's a bunch of these old cards that are being reprinted with new art.
Yeah.
And a lot of it looks really good.
Yeah, so...
So I may actually have a dilemma now.
Yeah, so some of the cool things about... And this one doesn't affect Alex as much because he's not super into foils, but there are a lot of cards being reprinted in the set that have never seen foil before, which excites a lot of players, which is really good. So, all right. So kick us off. Pick a card. What do you got?
Entomb.
Entomb?
The new, the new art for this is so cool. Yeah. It almost looks like a Zadislav Bekanitsky
painting.
Painting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like really scary, and it's got the sort of like washed out orange back. Because the original art for Entomb is a guy like shoveling some dirt on a locker.
Yeah.
And this I think it kind of captures the spirit of the card better, because like you're never using this to actually like hide anything valuable. It's usually throwing a creature in the bin to be turned into, you know, an asset later.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, can we talk about probably my new favorite piece of art in the set, which is Animate Dead?
Oh, yeah.
The combos.
Yeah, exactly. I figured we can go along with this combo. I love this art so much. It looks so unbelievably badass.
Yep.
And Animate Dead is just this incredibly amazingly powerful card. Yeah, at Uncommon, too. Which
my
is just,
only... If I could have gotten anything with Animate Dead, it would have been the old revised artwork with a black border.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because the old artwork is just unstoppable, but this is great.
Yeah.
Sorry, Paul, you were saying?
Well, I was saying that even in, you know, this new the new reprinting of it, they still haven't managed to get the text down on the card.
It has been reformatted, right? Like, that is Oracle text. That's not the original text, right?
That it was a very straightforward mechanic when they first printed it, but with, you know, all the rules advancements, they realized that to template this properly, it would have to have a lot more text on it.
Like, also, look at the old artwork.
I have a collector's edition of this card, and it looks so good. It's one of my favorites from, like, the early first sets.
Enchant dead creature. What?
What?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, we should work through the black cards and then, like, hit the other colors. The new art for Sinkhole...
Yep.
Also, Sinkhole is in this set.
I mean, probably not actually great in Limited.
Probably not, but man, this is a real dilemma, because the old art for Sinkhole looks like crap.
Oh,
this
is fugly.
Really great, because it's like looking up through a sinkhole with flavor text to match. You see like little bits of, you know, it's a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the alpha beta sets. It's just like, hello. But yeah, it looks great in this new printing.
I mean, really quick, like before we kind of keep going with the cards here, or just specific cards, a big portion of this set is a lot of downgrades in
rarity. Oh yeah,
rarity.
Apparently this is quite big for Pauper players.
Yeah, so I haven't double-checked this. I don't know if this list is entirely correct, but this is off of a Reddit post. These are all the cards that have been kicked down to Uncommon and Common. And we're talking about a lot of cards. In Uncommon, Field of Souls, Mesa Enchantress, Phyrexian Ingester, Sprite Noble, Havoc Demon, Battle Squadron, Tooth and Claw, Mindless Automaton have all been downshifted to Uncommon. And then to Common, Elite Vanguard, Humble, Mistral Charger, Monk Idealist, Rally the Peasants, Cephalid Sage, Glacial Wall, Phantom Monster, Stupefying Touch, Tidal Wave, Warden of Evos Isle, Night Whisper, Prowling Pagolin, Avarax, Carbonize, Desperate Ravings, Dragon Egg, Curd Ape, Orcish Oriflame.
Curd Ape's a common now?
Yeah. Well, Orcish Oriflame, Undying Rage, Wildfire Emissary, Elephant Guide, Elvish Vanguard, Emperor Crocodile, Nimble Mongoose, Roots, Sylvan Might and Yavimaya Enchantress all been downgraded
to
common.
The goose being common is
the goose being common.
A pretty big get for Pauper, I think.
The other huge get for Pauper is apparently Peregrine Drake, because Cloud of Fairies was recently banned in Pauper.
Yeah.
And getting Peregrine Drake may make familiars into a fair deck.
So Nimble
that
Mongoose
still works.
Is a 1/1 for one green, and it can't be the target of spells or abilities, and it has Threshold, which is when you have 7 or more cards in your graveyard, you turn Threshold on, and it gets +2/+2. So it has Shroud, and it can basically be a 3/3 for one green.
Are you just going to be able to build like Goose Delver in Pauper? Probably.
Ooh, yeah. That would be like, super interesting.
This in like Days, and, you know, cheap counter spells, cheap free draw spells.
Yep.
Stuff like that. Hold.
Time to start playing Pauper.
Yeah, get goosed.
Yeah.
What does Peregrine Drake do? It's four and a blue.
Four and a blue for a 2/3 Drake flying. When Peregrine Drake enters the battlefield, untap up to 5 lands.
Damn.
Wow. So just a free 2/3 flyer?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what you can do also, because it runs all of like the invasion block familiars, like Stormscape Familiar.
Yeah.
That discount blue spells. You can usually get this out for like it's basically Pauper Palancron.
That's amazing.
Right?
Poppercron.
I like that a lot. All right, so what are some other big hits for like what are some really great reprints for Highlander? Like what are some cards that
are hard to get that
hopefully this set is going to make more achievable?
I mean, like there's a reprint of Vampiric Tutor, there's Jace the Mind Sculptor.
Right.
Yep.
Natural Order is maybe a big one.
Force of Will.
Well, I mean, that's the elephant in the room, right?
Yeah, so Force of Will being one of the first two cards that they spoiled for the set way back a couple months ago. But
there's
some phenomenal new art, by the way. Like, the new Force of Will art.
They got Tori Snaleson back
I loved her one comment on, like, finally being able to do Force of Will again because she thinks she's altered every Force of Will in existence at this point.
So finally do it for real.
Yep.
Actually, they did basically the entire cycle of one mana tutors.
Except for Worldly Tutor.
Which they put in Green Sun Zenith instead.
And Natural Order.
Yeah. But yeah, the ones I'm talking about are Vampiric Tutor, Mystical Tutor, Enlightened Tutor. Gamble is
kind
not
of this,
actually part of that cycle, but it is.
It is, yeah.
And then Green Sun Zenith. Mm-hmm. So those are all very good. The new art for Gamble, I think, is really great. I actually think it might be better than the original. Mm. It's got a real... And it pairs well with the flavor text. Because it's like... Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen? Giant boulder getting ready to crush this thief who's, you know, jacked this eye.
Also, Shardless Agent, I think, is probably an important... Reprint.
I mean, more of those to go around because they were only printed in the commander sets, right?
Yeah. Baleful Strix as well.
Yep.
Dak.
So basically, what we're saying is there's a whole bunch of really awesome cards that's pretty important for the set.
And I think the other big get, huge get for Highlander is Mana Crypt.
That's like that. Well, not just Highlander. Like that's a crazy reprint because Mana Crypt was only ever printed as a promo. It's not been in a set.
So Mana Crypt is a zero-drop artifact. At the beginning of your upkeep, you flip a coin. If you lose it, it deals 3 damage to you.
That sounds terrible, James.
Yeah, but it adds 2 colorless mana to your mana pool. It's really good.
So you could play this and City of Traders and get 4 mana turn 1.
Yep.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, you might get Lightning Bolted next turn.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's fine.
Yep.
I feel like if you can cast a 5 drop on turn... I will take a Lightning Bolt to the face if I can cast a 5 or 6 drop on turn 2.
Yeah.
Mana Crypt is one of the most notorious fast mana cards. It's a real humdinger and not super easy to get a hold of. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It would be nice if this dropped the price down. But it might just be another Tarmogoyf.
Yeah, where it goes up slightly.
It's like... Mana Crypt now $300.
Although this probably won't have the same. This probably won't due to Mana Crypt what the reprint of Goyf did to Goyf, because Mana Crypt isn't playable in anything except for like
Legacy. Yeah, actually, no, not even Legacy. No, it's banned in Legacy.
It's super banned.
It's playable. You can play a copy in Vintage.
Yeah, it's not like people will be going out and like looking at Eternal Masters and being like, oh, I'm going to play the Mana Crypt deck in Modern.
Yeah, exactly.
And suddenly needing 4 copies of a Mythic.
So, I don't know.
So, in terms of the draft environment, what are your thoughts on Winter Orb?
Oh, God.
And Sensei's Divining Top?
I'm going to be sick.
Just two...
I'm going to be sick.
Two incredibly hateful... So, Winter Orb, for anybody who doesn't know... is a 2-drop artifact. As long as Winter Orb is untapped, players can untap players can't untap more than one land during their untap step.
Basically, let's slow this game right down.
Yeah, like this. I can't wait to draft the because there is absolutely an elf deck in this set. Mm-hmm. So
that's going to be bad.
Winter Orb in that elf set or in that elf deck will be so good.
I'm really looking forward to like slamming Sensei's Divining Top out of the first pack I open and just taking like Squad Hawks.
Yeah, that sounds actually pretty great.
Because Squadron Hawk is...
Yeah, we'll shuffle your library, right? And then you also take, like, Brainstorms so that you can just, like, burn through your library and find what you're looking for.
Can we just get Caracas and Wasteland out of the way?
I was just going to mention Caracas. Is Caracas a big get for Highlander?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Although I think this might... Like, Caracas is also played in Modern, isn't it? Isn't it?
Modern. No. It's an old card.
Yeah, but wasn't it?
It's a Legends card.
What am I
it's
thinking
It's played
of
in
then?
Legacy in Death and Taxes, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought it was...
No, it's definitely not a Modern card.
I don't know these things.
It's a tricky one to get a hold of. Because it's in the sort of realm of cards like Tarmogoyf. This card is... staggeringly powerful if you've ever played with it. It's a lot stronger than it looks.
So it's just add a white mana to your mana pool.
Yes.
Or tap to return target legendary creature to its owner's hand.
Yeah, so there's no activation cost except for tapping the land. And
correct.
Then you just bounce any legendary.
Yeah.
I've had this turn one against a player who went turn one Zergo before.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. That Zergo is never hitting me. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's
what
a lot
I thinking of then.
I don't know.
I'm curious to know. So none of us here really keep up in sort of the commander sphere. I'm assuming that this set.
Hella banned. This card is hella banned.
Yeah, I am talking about the set in general, not Caracas here.
No.
I'm curious to know what you guys think of the set in terms of commander. I feel like it's probably...
I imagine it's good.
I feel like you guys are going to be excited for it. I feel like there's a lot of really good
cards
in here.
Like, if I had to guess, like, stuff like Duplicant is a good get. More Worn Power Stones are good for Commander. Braids.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, for a lot of Commander players, most of these cards are going to be, like, please get in my deck immediately kind of things.
Yeah, I don't think you can play Balance in Commander.
No,
can you play Sneak
not.
Attack? Would you play Sneak Attack?
If it's not banned, I guess I would.
Yeah.
It seems like the fun thing to do.
Yep. All the fun kids want to do that.
Like, I'm just really excited and limited to be able to draft Young Pyromancer together with Force of Will and Daze. And, like...
Yep.
And then, like, being able to dump cards into my bin while drawing cards with, like, Faithless Looting and Desperate Ravings and... putting, like, deep analysis into my bin and drawing more cards and then finding counterspells, like, actual counterspell to protect my young pyromancers.
It's going to be good.
That's going to be a scrap.
And then when I cast them back with Flashback, you get value off Burning Vengeance.
Your deck is perfect.
How is this not the sweetest thing
yeah,
ever?
No, that deck actually sounds pretty legit.
And then
yeah.
you just get to add in Dual Caster Mage for extra value.
Yeah, and like more young Pyromancers.
Cam, you can gamble for Deep Analysis. It doesn't matter if it drops out of your hand, because you get to cast it anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that blue-red deck actually seems pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited
Like,
now.
It's very linear, right? So, like, it just makes guys and then eventually turns them sideways. But the way it makes guys is kind of oblique.
That's fair. All right.
Although I'm a bit sad that it's this art for Deep Analysis instead of the old art with Cephalids breaking a Masticore.
Ooh, yeah. That's
like, they're examining a Masticore and they're like... It seems to have stopped working.
Oh, wow. That poor thing.
Future Sight is a total combo with other cards.
Which one's Future Sight again?
It's a blue enchantment. Yep. Three blue, blue, blue. Play with the top card of your library revealed. You may cast the top card of your library.
Oh.
So, you know, we've seen this... In more recent cards, like Maze Runner Champion from Dragon's Maze, and there's been a couple of other ones. But this one does it with everything. And the great thing when you play the top card of your library, a new card becomes the top card of your library.
It's true.
And if you top or shuffle with Squad Hawk...
I just realized that top and Future Sight are in the same set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
they are.
They are. Well, because having both of those means you pay, like, one mana, draw a card.
Yeah.
Because you flip top, draw the top card, cast top off the top, reveal the next.
Isn't that, how is that not unspeakably sweet?
Maybe I don't want to draft this set. Maybe I think I'll just step. Maybe I'll just buy a couple boxes,
or you
throw
just,
away my life savings and just,
you just
crack them.
Flip Force of Will on the top of your library and are like,
come at me.
Go ahead. Do it.
I dare you.
Pick it up.
All right, guys. I think that's going to do it for this week. A little bit short of an episode, but. These are all cards
I think we've worn ourselves out.
These are all the cards. We all know these cards. We're all really excited. The set comes out on June 10th. Really hoping that we can snag a box for an AFK draft. So fingers crossed on that part. Just before we go, Alex, did you want to mention...
Serendipity Free?
Yeah.
This is a weird one because... I'm really, really particular about what printings of what cards I play. And Serendipity Freed is a really good blue aggro card, which I will probably put into a deck at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But the only printings available of it are the hilarious, 4th edition misprint?
Yeah.
Which is the green card.
Which is a green, yeah.
In white border. And it's funny, but it looks like shit.
Yeah, it's real ugly.
Yeah. And then the other two options are... an FTV foil, and I really don't like the foiling process for FTV. I think it also looks ugly. Or the original printing from
Arabian Nights,
which is like $200.
Right. Yeah. It's like,
but now there's just a regular one, you know, like a nice non-foil from, you know, a good set.
Modern frame.
I would like to point out that the Arabian Nights art
is really good.
So good.
If I could have this one, I totally would, but it's so expensive. It's like, I think it's spiked from like $30 to something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a real humdinger.
All right, guys. Set looks great.
I kind of like the art with the green, just because it doesn't look like a guy who's like, he doesn't have anything to do with what actually the card is supposed to be about.
He looks like he's just regarding this bottle that he's just drunk. He's about to be violently sick.
Like he's a sommelier or something.
He's sommelier of Freed. Yeah.
It's right there in the name.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, guys. So thank you so much for hanging out with us today. As always, this podcast, along with all the stuff that we do for you guys, is brought to you by you all at patreon.com/loadingreadyrun. And there's going to be a pretty big update coming to that, so stay tuned. Some new tiers, some new video, all sorts of new information. So stick around. That should be up in the next little while. But hope you guys get a chance to get your hands on some of this Eternal Masters, whether it be to draft or just sit in your room and crack packs. All the power to you. These look like sweet cards, and I can't wait to see what you guys pull. So, happy cracking.
Don't forget to stay hydrated.